Title: Keep Your Eyes on the Size, Small Business Size Protests. Content: While most contractors think of the Government Accountability Office and Court of Federal Claims, or even the agency, when considering whether to challenge a government contract award, there are additional options for small business set-asides. Small Business Size and Status Protests. The government, recognizing the importance of small businesses to the American economy, provides small businesses certain preferences in government contracting, including only allowing eligible small businesses to compete for certain contracts, referred to as small business set-asides. But in order to be eligible for this exclusive federal marketplace, that was worth more than $178 billion in FY 2023, a small business has to qualify as small. Under federal regulations, small businesses are generally responsible for calculating their own size. But a protester, usually a disappointed offeror, may bring a size protest alleging that the awardee on a small business set-aside contract is not actually a small business and is thus ineligible for award because it exceeds the applicable size standard. Below is the nuts and bolts of the size protest process. Timeline of a small business size protest. Small business size. The government assigns each solicitation a North American Industry Classification System, NAICS, code which provides the applicable size eligibility standard for each procurement. The size standard varies by industry and is based on either the contractor's number of employees or the business's annual receipts. The number of employees is calculated by averaging the number of employees of the company for the preceding 2 years. Annual receipts is the average over the last 5 years. An offeror's size is generally determined at the time the company submits its initial offer with price. The size of a business and its affiliates must, when combined, be at or below the applicable size standard. When a small business and another entity or individual have a particularly close relationship or share control, they may be considered affiliated. Generally, affiliation exists when one business controls or has the power to control another, or when a third party controls or has the power to control both businesses. Affiliation is determined based on the totality of the circumstances and may be created based on, for example, common ownership, management, interests, or investments, family or contractual relationships, shared resources, staff, facilities, etc., stock options or agreements to merge, joint ventures, or economic dependence. Small business size protests often allege that the awardee is large because the small business did not include its affiliates. Determining affiliation can be complicated and is not necessarily based on whether another entity actually exerts control over the small business. For example, affiliation may be established if corporate documents give another person or entity veto power over how the small business conducts business, even if that power has never been used. Who can file a small business size protest? In general, there are four potential sources of small business size protests of small business set-aside or reserved procurements: a disappointed offeror that was not eliminated from consideration for a procurement-related reason, i.e., non-responsiveness, technical unacceptability, or outside the competitive range; the contracting officer, the SBA government contracting area director responsible for the area in which the protested offeror's headquarters is located; the director, Office of Government Contracting, or the Associate General Counsel for Procurement Law, or other interested parties, i.e., a large business when only one concern submitted an offer. Some small business programs, including the SBA Subcontracting Program and Department of Defense Small Disadvantaged Business Program, have slightly different requirements. Where and how is a small business size protest filed? A small business size protest by a disappointed offeror or other interested party is filed with the contracting officer. A protest may be filed multiple ways, including by hand, mail, email, or, interestingly, telephone, accompanied by a follow-up letter. A protest must be sufficiently specific. In other words, it must provide reasonable notice as to the grounds upon which the protested concern's size is questioned. The protester must PR